business meeting, and it won't be long. And so we'll call a business meeting to order at this particular time. Okay? So, first item on the business is the land fund. As of now, we have a contract on land around us, and that's going to come due in 2015, I believe. And so we need to be prepared for that. We've been putting aside $1,000 a week out of the general fund for that. In light of the fact that probably sometime in the future, we'll be doing some building projects, and we're going to have to be putting money aside for that. And we're kind of in a non-building project mode right now. And the Lord has been providing. The men felt it would be good to, from now to the, from this last quarter, beginning October 1st, as the Lord would provide, to increase that amount put aside into the land fund to $2,000 a week if the monies are available as the offerings come in. And right now the land fund is at $59,000, and we would like it to be at least at $75,000 by the end of the year. And so this would be retroactive to the 1st of October. And we have that ability to make it retroactive. And from then on, as the Lord would give a good offering, we would, and are able to, we would do that each week. So that's what we're presenting to the church. We'd like to take a motion to that effect, $2,000 a week to put into the land fund rather than the $1,000. By the way, we will have to come up with $214,000. I think it's 3 years from now. So that's what we're working on. Okay? That's 33 acres. All the land, the width of the church property to the railroad track that we don't own on that site. Okay, that's what we're preparing for. And like I said, right now we're not in a building mode, and so we'll have a little bit more ability right now than probably it might be next year that we'll be putting money aside for a building, future building. Okay, who want to make that motion? Gary Carlson makes it, seconded by Joe Raines. Any discussion? Jeff. It will continue until the business meeting in January, in which we will decide what we're going to do next. Okay? All right? Any further question? All voting members in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say nay. Motion carried. Second item of business is... we are looking at a bus, a big bus. Josh Gardepi got me looking on a site called Gov Deals, and I felt maybe we should look at that after I got informed this week that that you can look through the floor to the road. In our bus, and in light of the fact that next spring we'll be taking another trip to South Carolina. So right now we are looking at a bus on there. It's from Alabama, has 55,000 miles on it, Detroit diesel, automatic transmission, obviously no rust. 1998 Freightliner. It hasn't even been broken in, obviously. those buses should go 500,000 miles. And I talked to the man. They just got extra money from the government, apparently, bought, you know, 20 new buses, probably at $72,000 apiece, and just getting rid of these buses. Nothing wrong with them. This particular one has a sticker yet for the year 2012. So everything is in good shape. Rust hasn't corroded the brake lines, anything like that. I asked him what he thought it would go for. He said he thought it would probably go for around $5,000. You know, checking around different places, that's a very reasonable price. We were talking to a guy earlier this summer from Whitewater, and he was kind of talking like something like that would be more in the $20,000 range. Of course, these new buses are about $70,000, so it's no little bit of change here. So we haven't really discussed it in the men's meeting. Joe and I talked about it. I talked to Pastor John. He was quite impressed with it. He isn't here tonight. He's at All Bible with the school meeting there tonight. Someone can come up with a good motion of how to proceed to purchase this bus. Pastor Hatch usually come up with good wording.
Buy it.
Mike.
Where is it at?
Alabama.
I just
got in,
so.
Huh?
I just walked in.
Tuscaloosa or something like that? Where's Josh Gardepi? Where is he when I need him? Where is it, Josh?
Clayton.
Clayton, Alabama.
800 miles.
It's 800 miles. We'll have to fly somebody down there. And
I'm going down there in 2 weeks. Somebody wants to ride with us.
2 weeks. Wow. That's a little bit too late. Next week, the auction will be over. We have 10 days to pick up the bus.
Get me a meeting down there.
When's the auction over?
The auction is over the 8th of November.
We're probably leaving the 15th.
Mm-hmm. Mike?
Again, what is it? I
missed. Okay, let me tell you. It's a 1998 Freightliner. 55,000 miles, Detroit diesel, automatic transmission. This school district just got 20 new buses, and they're unloading the others. The guy says actual mileage, nothing wrong with the bus. He said it's roadworthy. Obviously, he said that they would probably go for about $5,000. Yes.
Do you know, is that North Alabama?
Josh, what side of Alabama is it?
It's south of Birmingham.
South of Birmingham.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I had somebody go look at it north, but.
Mm-hmm. They have 20 of them that they're selling. And I realize it's a little bit different to buy it so far away, but it's not like it wasn't in use. It was in use until they got a new bus. And I asked him about driving it. He said, not a problem.
We're going to need two for the bus route.
A man of faith. We'll start with one. Unless you got the money for the next one. Okay, George?
How many passengers?
72. Actually, it's 48, because 72 is three a seat. And we do have some that are small enough to go three in a seat, but not too many. Okay. Al?
Should we have any way of knowing if any of those buses have been underwater?
I could call him, but I'm sure they haven't.
Can you run the VIN on it?
Yes, they have a VIN.
If you get the VIN number, I think you can run a VIN on it.
Yeah.
You can do a VIN check on it, and it'll tell you the whole history of the bus.
And we can do that, but I'm sure that these are fine. I already talked to the guy. You know, they're not trying to cover anything over. It's a good situation. I feel confident that. Yes, Mike?
Just thinking.
Okay.
I might be able to get myself down there.
Okay. Well, first, two things we need. One is we need a vote that is sell for the right price and that we get the bid, you know, and then we can go get it.
Do we know what we're going to bid?
I'm thinking that we should have the authority to go up to 7,000.
So how do you bid? You bid on?
I bid online, yes. Right now I have the top bid at $1,600, but it's a week away.
Well, let's just pray we get it for that.
The school district, a guy offered them $3,600 for all 20 of them and would have sold them all at once, but the fellow says, we don't do business like that. So they didn't do it that way. Okay, Aaron? Okay. Second to it, Josh Gardepi. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say nay. Okay, good. As the other update grade projects, half will come from the upgrade fund and half will come from the general fund. Okay? Unless there's a big whatsoever in the fund for that bus. Okay, that's the business. I do want to mention that the last men's meeting we had, we talked about the school and trying to help the school further right now. We're going to be presenting that to the church as well. That will be forthcoming in the future. Okay, we'll take a motion to be adjourned. Okay, and Paul makes the motion. Second, George, thank you. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion opposed? You can stay and turn the lights off. Okay, motion carried. Let's pray. Father, thank you for opportunity to serve you. And thank you for providing this lead. We pray your hand would be upon it, that, Lord, that your work would be furthered, and that, Lord, you would have full rule in this whole thing, and if it be your will, I pray you'd let us to have it at the most reasonable price possible. And thank you for your people desire to do your will. We pray your blessing, Lord, and your work in our hearts. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. May are dismissed. That was good.